Okay, we're starting the sugya of Omer Mutter. I would like it if you brought your Ritvas and Rambans. I would like to go through it slowly and inside. Okay, I think it's worthwhile because these were fairly difficult Rishonim to read. As I mentioned before, the Ritva is usually a very easy Rishon to read, and this particular Ritva is not so easy. So let's start slowly and talk about Omer Mutter. So for starters, what does it mean when we say Omer Mutter? What does it mean when we say Omer Mutter? Right? So what does Rashi say? Right? He thinks it's Mutter to kill a Jew. It's not Mashma that he thinks it's Usser to kill a guy and Mutter to kill a Jew. I think it's just Pashup Shat means that it is Mutter to kill people. Right? What? And Kol Shekein
Nachri. Mutter to kill an Nachri anyways. So.
Well, that's not so Pashit, but we'd have to figure out, meaning it's certainly Usser for a Nachri to kill a Nachri, and it's certainly also Halacha L'maisa Usser for a Jew to kill a Nachri. The question of what Isser you violate, do you violate standard Lo Sirtzach, or do you violate a different Isser, that's a question. I don't think we're going to spend any time on that, because it's not really related to Maseches, Makas. Maybe when we get to Daf Tes, we'll talk about it a little bit. I don't know. I can't plan that far ahead. Anyway, so Rashi saying he holds that it's mutter to kill a Jew. V'zeh mezid shelo. What do you mean zeh? What's Rashi saying? Zehu mezid shelo. What's that referring to? Well, yeah, for sure. But I'm saying, what? Why does he have to add that line? Yeah. Right. Meaning, if we're darshaning these psukim, we're darshaning these difficult psukim, where it starts off. Prat, we said bishkoga prat lemezid, right? It's a bishogeg is prat lemezid. So shkoyach, I generally assume that the word bishogeg is coming lafuke mezid. You know, it's a fair assumption. No. So what on earth does that mean? So the Gemara first just asks, wait a minute. Even before we get to that, what does that mean? Prat lemezid. Mezid, we know if you kill someone bemezid, it says many times in the Torah, kill people, you're a dead man, right? So why do I need a drusha to come be memayit that a guy who's amazed doesn't go to Golos? Of course he doesn't go to Golos. Bar Katolu. Right, so I'm a rabba. So we said, Prat, I'm sorry, where'd we go there? So that again. Prat l'miskavin, mezid pshita, bar katolu. Right, so I'm a rabba slash rabba, ema prat l'omer mutter. Right, so no. It's coming to be Omer Mutter. So what does that mean? So that's why the Brisa says, Prat Lemezid, it's coming to say Omer Mutter. Because what? Why is that a Mezid? He's doing the Maisa B'mezid. He's killing someone else B'mezid. He just thinks that it's permissible. Therefore, that's what the Drusha and the Brisa means when it says Prat Lemezid. Clear? So that's why Rashi says, Dafka, that's why it makes sense to say Omer Mutter is Prat Lemezid. Okay, that's the Gemara thing. Now, what did an Omer Mutter do wrong? We have Machlokas here, Rabbah versus Abaye, as to whether or not Omer Mutter is Karov Lemezid or is Karov Leones, right? Although we'll see that maybe it's not really a Machlokas, exactly that, the way I said it. Maybe it's a different Machlokas, right? So what exactly did an Omer Mutter do wrong? So what do you think? Yes. can't get out of that one. He did kill somebody. But specifically, what about this?
He didn't check to make sure that the object target of his shooting was what he thought it was.
We're going to get to that. Meaning he's saying he didn't check to see who it was. That's going under the assumption that what? Well, that's also true. But I'm saying that Omer Mutter includes what?
It's Mutter to kill a Nachri when you thought it was a Nachri.
When you thought it was a Nachri or you thought it was a Behema and it turned out to be a Jew, right? You thought it was a Behema, turned out to be an Adam. Thought it was a Nachri, turned out to be Israel. That's the Gemara on that test, right? That seems to imply that that's included in the din of Omer Mutter, right? We'll see. Maybe that's true, maybe that's not. But Lemaisa, if you make that implication, so then you have a very good understanding of what's wrong with being Omer Mutter is like, I don't know, you should put something in your sights and shoot an arrow through it or a bullet. You should probably just, you know, give a shout like, are you a person? Right? I don't know. You know, if you're at like a mascot convention you know, of all the college mascots from across the country, and you shoot a deer, and, you know, like, you probably should have checked if it was a guy in a deer costume. You know, you're at the mascot convention. So, lechora, it's worthwhile to clarify these matters before you kill something to see whether or not it's a person, right? So that's one example. But pashup shat omer mutter is not that case, right? Pashup shat omer mutter is what? You heard, like Rashi said, it's you think it's mutter to kill people. Okay, so again, it's very hard to imagine such a society where one thinks that it's mutter to kill people, but let's say, I don't know. Okay, I'm not getting into, you know, major drushes in terms of what happened over there. But just push up shot, Rashi on Daf Tes. Did I put that on the Mar Makamos?
Yes.
Okay, so what does Rashi say on Daf Tes? I'll check it now. What? Does it have to be a society? It's hard to believe that some guy already grew up in a cave, whatever. I'm saying, like, lav dafka society. What? But Omer Mutter, right? So Rashi says, he should have, you know, learned the basic dinim of how to survive, right? I don't know, it's a fair point. Right? And Tosos, you see the exact same thing. Right, where's that Tosfos? Omer Mutter Prat Lemezid. Part of Lemezid. Where's that? Right? No, Tessim and Aleph. It's probably about 7 wide lines in. Tiny little Tosfos. Pirish Mishim Dehayelo Lilmod. He should have learned that this is not something that you're allowed to do. Vachanami Hayelo La'ayin. That's what you were going for, right? That's what you're going for in terms of he should have looked more carefully to see who it was, right? So that's Tosfos' assumption that that's a standard case of Omer Mutter. What? We'll see. Maybe it is. We'll see. So getting back, so you have the basic svara behind Omer Mutter is he should have learned the din, right? And this, by the way, so a huge nafkamina for, I don't know, Kol Tarakula? Nafkamina for Kol Tarakula. What's the din Omer Mutter and Kol Tarkula? So first of all, before we get any further, we will talk about it at the very end. I gave you a couple of points. I gave you that Taz and Yerodea and the Ben Ish Chai's tshuva about a person's Mechal Shabbos by Omer Mutter or a person is Mevatel Issur L'Chadchila by Omer Mutter. If you want, the Birkas Avram in Makkos has, he tries to have one basic Chakira that tries to clarify every din in Kol Tarakula that could possibly be affected by Omer Mutter. If you want to check it out, I have one by my seat. So I'm not convinced that all of his chilukim are compelling, but nevertheless, he tries to throw in a various number of dinim that Omer Mutter would create an afkamina within. We'll work with a couple of them. Most notably, the place in the rest of Torah where Omer Mutter will affect us, halacha lemaisa for us, is in a case where when the Chazal put a knas on you if you violate the din. For example, person who cooks on Shabbos, right? There's a knas on that person. I gave you at the end of the Mar Makamos that Mishnah Brura in Shin Yud Ches. Shin Yud Ches is halachas of what? Shkayach. Which particular halachas of Shabbos? Bishul, there you go. If you didn't know before, I just said one who cooks on Shabbos. So anyway, Shin Yud Ches is the halachas of Bishul on Shabbos, and Mishnah Berurah discusses what if a person thinks it's mutter? Does he get the same knas? The halacha is if you cook b'mezid on Shabbos, then it's usher for you forever, right? That's a Gemara, right? What? The food you can never eat it. So what if you cook on Shabbos thinking that Bishul is Mutter on Shabbos? So do the Chacham put the same knas on you? Maybe you're considered like a shogeg. There's a separate knas for a person who does it. But shogeg, whatever. So we'll try to get to that at the very end. Okay. So over here, we're just going to talk a little bit about what basic idea in Omer Mutter is. So before we get to any of that. Because if you notice, the Tosfos on Dav Zayin Amid Beis, Ela Prat Omer Mutter, Tosfos seems to equate Omer Mutter in the rest of Torah with what? Again, Tosfos on Zayin Amid Beis, equates Omer Mutter with what? Yeah? I can't hear you, I'm sorry. No, the Ret call Torah Kula Omer Mutter with maybe Lav Dafka. Regular, I would say regular shogig. Tulsa seems to equate Omer Mutter with regular shogig. You can't exactly be medayik that because of the phrase, the way the Tosas phrases it, as we'll get to in a second. So it's possible that Omer Mutter and Kol Tarkul is regular shogeg, and our machlokas by Gullus really has nothing to do with it. So we'll have to see. So the Svara, basically, Rashi and Tosas are both saying, why is Omer Mutter a problem? You should have learned the dinim. Okay. So then, what is Abaye talking about? Abaye says Omer Mutter is an ones? Rabbi says Omer Mutter is Karv Lemezid, right? Why is he Karv Lemezid? Why is he Karv Lemezid? What? He should have learned the dinim. Meaning it's not an excuse. You can't call yourself a shogig if just because you didn't learn the dinim, right? Isn't that one of the major laws of this country? July 4th, you have to say something about the United States of America. One of the major laws of the United States of America is ignorance of the law is not an excuse. You can't say in court, I didn't know you weren't allowed to steal in this country. I didn't know you weren't allowed to do anything in this country. That's not a viable defense. Right? If you didn't know that, it's true. So don't try that. Don't commit any crimes. But just in case, don't use that as your defense. What? Right, you didn't know that ignorance of the law is not an excuse. Okay, it's not going to work. I'm telling you now. So Lemaisa, you have the Gemara, Rashi and Tosas telling you that Rabbi Shita is ignorance of the law is not an excuse. You should have learned the halacha. So then, what's the other side? You shouldn't have learned the halacha. Great, ignorance is bliss. I'll be Omer Mutter on Kol Tara Kula, and it's like an ones. The other guy should have been more careful. I killed him, b'mezid. Should have learned how to dodge bullets.
Well, it depends who you're learning. Like, learn, like, that if the guy thought it was supposed to shoot him.
No, that everybody agrees that might be a case of Omer Mutter. Okay. But certainly, regular Omer Mutter is Omer Mutter, okay. Right? Yeah? Call a Tara Kula? You're going to have a lot of shiurim. A lot of halacha shiurim. I'm saying like, yeah?
I was thinking that, yeah, they may very well be responsible to learn the theme and you know, and therefore, in that regard, be carved amazing. But in the aspect of actually Mamish killing, he killed the guy, he didn't realize it was wrong, so in the aspect of killing in itself, he may be very well be carved the onus in that regard. Whereas in regard of learning the dinim, he should have known that in that aspect, he should have been his
classmate. So this is a good taina. You hear what he's saying? He's saying that maybe the machlokus between Rabbi and Abaye is a lamdusha machlokus, right? Not maybe. Every machlokus is a lamdusha machlokus. Come on. Anyway, so Lamaisa, what's the lamdus? Rabbi's saying, you look at the whole picture. The guy was born, he has a high level of intelligence, and he's capable of learning the halachas, and he didn't learn the halachas, so yeah, the maisa that he did was a maisa that was an ones, because he had no idea what was going on. But sof kol sof, he had a lifetime to learn the halachas, and therefore he's called lemezid. Abaye is saying, when it comes to the maisa ritzicha, we don't differentiate between a person who had a long life to learn a lot of halachas and the ability with which to do so, and everybody else who had no opportunity to learn. The maisa is what it is in a vacuum. We only look at the maisa ritzicha itself, and this maisa ritzicha was a maisa of onis. That's one way you could understand the baye. Or, you know, just to give the other side of the Chakira, which is a very dochak side of the Chakira, you could say that Abaye doesn't hold it's incumbent upon every Jew to learn all the halachas. That's not considered your chiv. You want to be a good Jew? Learn all the halachas. You should learn all the halachas, But at the end of the day, if you didn't, that doesn't change the way we view your actions. You can live a life of blissful ignorance, and you're not going to be on the hook for anything you do. You'll just live and die like a moron, saying you won't know anything. You'll be, ksil ha'olech b'choshech. But l'maisa, what? Yeah, okay, so it's debatable whether ignorance is truly bliss, but nevertheless, you won't be held accountable for any of your actions. So that could be saying that Abaye argues on the American law that ignorance of the law is not an excuse. Ignorance of the law is an excuse. We're not going to put your feet to the fire and say you have to learn called Torah Kula. Right? But the more viable option in the Chakira seems to be the way Jacob was saying, that we isolate the Maisa. Yes, the Torah frowns upon this man's overall existence. We don't like the way he's living his life. Right? We think he should become much more learned. But with regard to this action that he did, was it an action that was done b'shogig? Was it done b'mezid? Or was it done b'ones? It was an ones. He had no way at the shas maisa of knowing he was doing something wrong. Yes?
Was there hasra?
Was there hasra? Lav dafka. If we're just saying that he's just coming to pater himself from gullus, so it's lav dafka that there was any hasra there. There's no hasra in most of these gullus cases. Okay. So this is the basic hakira in terms of understanding Shitas Abaye. We're going to have to come back to it. One basic kasha, I'll tell you right now, that the Birkas Avraham asks, and I'm not sure it's much of a kasha. I can't decide on this one. You'll see why. The Birkas Avraham points out that if you hold the more obvious side of the hakira, which is that we isolate the Maisa, there already is an existing halacha that governs such a situation. Anyone know what that halacha would be? I'll give you a hint. It's in Bav Metzia. Give you another hint. It's in the case of Tzrifa de Urbane. Right? It's what we call Tchilaso b'pshia v'sofo ba'ones. Right? Tchilaso b'pshia v'sofo ba'ones. This guy lived his whole life b'pshia, and in the end, Enoch Inami, his maisa was ones. What?
The action was
Ba'onis. He knew nothing. The Maisa was Ba'onis, but the halachic Maisa was Ba'onis. Oh no, that's Rabba. I'm saying that's Rabba Shita. Yeah. No, I'm working all within Abaye. Because Rabba doesn't really need to be explained. Rashi and Tosfos basically did a nice job. They said he should have learned the Dinim, right? Should have learned the Dinim, or in the other case, should have looked more carefully. You know? So Abaye is saying that maybe this is the case of Tchilasa b'pshiyah v'sofa ba'onis. But the problem is, we paskin, Tchilasa b'pshiyah v'sofa ba'onis is chayv. Right? So I don't really think that's such a big kasha. Why not? What? I don't know that Abaye really argues on that. It's not the same exact case. Why not? Why? No, you're pshia your whole life. Meaning, again, let's be clear. Guys, we're only understanding things in halves, I feel like. Let's try to get the whole picture in Abaye. I'm assuming Abaye right now would hold that, really, of course you have a chiyuv to learn all the dinim. There's no question. How could you say the guy has the right to go through his entire life knowing nothing? He's going to violate Kol Torah Kula, and that's okay? He's onis, onis rechman apatri, finish? It's not so. So rather, of course you have a chiyuv to learn Kol Torah Kula. But with regard to each particular maisa aver that you do, we look at that maisa in a vacuum. We try to figure out, did he do anything wrong by doing that one action? L'maisa, did he know what he was doing was wrong? No. Okay, he's onus. In that particular maisa, he's onus rechman apatri. Going back to his overall lifestyle, we obviously require him to learn the dinim, but nevertheless, we're not going to find him at fault for that one maisa. That maisa was karv l'onus, right? So then we said, but isn't that a begeder tchilas of a pshir b'sof ba'onis? Meaning, yeah, he was poshea in his entire lifestyle. He lived his whole life against the Torah. And then when Oni, and then when it came to that Maisa, his original Pshia led him to be Onus here. So isn't he Chayev as well at, in any case? That's the Kasha. You hear the Kasha? No, you are playing both sides, but that's the case. Let's say I take on a case of Shmira. I'm a Shomer Chino. I'm Potter and Onsen. So I leave my, I leave the item. Let's say I'm watching somebody's brand new iPad, right? So I take the iPad and I put it in an outdoor shed, right? In an outdoor shed, so that usually houses bales of hay, and it's a wooden shed, by the way. Let's call it Trifa de Urbane. It's like a hunter's hut or whatever. Like you would, they would have these like wimpy wooden gazebos, and like they would hide in them to get out of the sun a little bit. But those things would spontaneously burst into flame all the times when the weather was dry, because like it was in the hot sun in Iraq, you know, and it's hot over there. And if it gets dry enough, and you know, you get the sun reflecting off of anything, it could the whole thing could burst into flame. So I put the iPad underneath this Trifa de Urbane. So that's a pshia gemura. Like, there's a good chance that this thing, this hut will burst into flames, and the whole thing will get burned up, right? On the other hand, no self-respecting ganav is going to come looking in the Trifa de Urbane to try to find something valuable to steal, because no idiot would leave something valuable in there. So benogeya to ganeva, it's an excellent shmira. I found the world's greatest hiding place, right? Benogeya to other types of pshia, it's terrible. So I was a poshea gomer when it comes to guarding it in general. But benogeya to stealing, I did a great job. And then, lo and behold, some guy comes along and steals it. So benogeya to the stealing, that's an onus gomer. I was a complete onus, right? Because I did an excellent shmira. If this guy was going to steal it from there, he was going to steal it from any place on earth that I was going to try to hide it from him. Because he, like, nobody in his right mind would look there. But on the other hand, should I be held accountable because I was poshea to begin with? Happens to be, the thing didn't burst into flames like it usually does. Or you could say even better, that like every time it rains, the whole thing gets soaked and the thing would have short-circuited anyway. Right? So you could say any of those svaras. But lamaisa, none of that happened. It got stolen. So that's tchilasa b'pshiyah v'sofa ba'onis. Right? So, generally we paskin tchilasa b'pshiyah v'sofa ba'onis is chayev. So why wouldn't this case be the same?
It's not like he's picking and choosing, like it's not like using his full brain, he just doesn't have anything there to use. And I'm saying there he's got what to use. He clearly used some of it to begin with, because he stopped himself from being, he put it there because he thought about where a gun would go. There's just, in some respects he's using his brain.
Well, Dafka, maybe you just got lucky, I don't know. I don't know. But I'm saying, I don't know. You're not way off base. I just want yeah.
By the killing case, the pshia at the beginning is not actually related to the mice of killing. So therefore, it's just a completely separate mice of omis.
Right. So I was thinking more along those lines also. It's one big chi of shmira. You have a chi of shmira. From the minute that comes into your rishus, you have a big chi of shmira.
Would you always have a chi of knowing that you're not supposed to kill somebody in your entirety of your life, and guilt on your born base?
Right. So that's why it might not be a good teretz. Right? It might be a good teretz, might not. That's why I said I'm not convinced either way. Let me just finish the idea. So, in other words, on one hand, you could say, listen, when the second that thing gets into your rishus, you have a chiyuv to guard it to the best of your ability. If you're poshe at any time, the whatever chiyuv that you're going to be held accountable for is all going to tally back to that pshia. That's lemaisa the ikar svara for why you're chayim tchilas of pshia v'sof ba'onis. No, because it all goes back to the maisa pshia. You're chayim in general for being poshea, and it all goes back to that maisa. But that's only because you had a real chiyuv shmirah. In other words, when the onus happened, you violated the chiyuv shmirah that had essentially been violated at the time of your poshea. Masha'ein came here, where you kill someone, it doesn't necessarily tally back to the time where you were poshea in learning hilchas ritzicha. It's very short halachas, no? Don't. Okay, done. No, l'maisa, the Rambam has a lot more than that. But this one halach, I think we all know the halachas of hilchas rotzeach that we need to know right now, which is don't kill people, right? So it could have been a short shiur. But l'maisa, you didn't learn that one halacha. So does when you do a maisa ritzicha later on in life, but begeder omer mutter, does that tally back to the pshia that you had earlier in life when you didn't learn the dinim? Lav dafka. I wouldn't say that for sure that's true. We understand why by tchilas of pshia v'sof ba'ones it tallies back to your being poshe as a shomer because you had a chiyuv shmira that went throughout. And really, the chiyuv that you're on the hook for is based on the maisa pshia that you did. Mashen came by a rotzeach, it's lav dafka that it tallies back to the lack of learning hilchas ritzicha. Because there was no... Yes, of course it's true that like at all times you're chayiv not to kill people, right? I don't know, like a person's walking down the street. Is he now currently, am I like getting a key on my mitzvah for not killing people as I walk down the street? Like, I don't know. I don't think so. We don't say generally, we say, Ratzak Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Es Yisrael, L'fichach Hirba Lem Torah Mitzvos, right? We have a lot of extra mitzvos. So generally, I think we assume the pshat there is that we have, you know, mitzvos that we can do constantly and basic averis that we can actively avoid, right? I don't think it means that, like, I'm not currently violating the isser of shchutei chutz, right? I have not shechted kudshim outside the azara in my entire life. So that make me a tremendous tzaddik for not actively violating shchutei chutz, right? You can give me the... there was a certain time where the Purim issue of one of the YU newspapers, there was this... Rabbi Lamb was attacked verbally by a certain famous Rosh Yeshiva. And in response, the YU-type institutions like wanted to show that they stand behind him, so they like started giving him all these awards. But like they were like equally ridiculous awards as the attack was ridiculous. Meaning like the attack was ridiculous and the awards were ridiculous. So it was like everybody got to be ridiculous together. So it was the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. So the joke in me, like they just kept giving him like the Avas Hashem award, like the Yiras Hashem award, I don't know, whatever, these weird awards that like, yeah, okay, it's not, you know, okay, Shkayach. So like the joke in the Purim edition of whatever Jewish newspaper was that he received the Chulin Begvulin award for not violating the Isser of Shechting Kudshim Chutz Lazara. So he only eats Chulin when he's outside the Beis HaMikdash. I'm like, ah. So I'm saying, I don't think you actually get a mitzvah for eating Chulin Begvulin. I don't think you violate anything I don't think you Mekayim not violating Shchutei Chutz. So Lamaisa, so too here. Like, you're not actively engaged in Hilchos Ritzicha when you walk down the street. You know? So I'm like, I saw that guy didn't kill him. I saw that guy didn't kill him. That guy said a very bad svar on shir and I didn't kill him. So that was nice. But like, I don't think you're actively, you know, engaged in Hilchos Ritzicha to the point that like, you're considered Chilaso B'Pshia V'Sofo Ba'onis. That was a very long-winded way of explaining it. Did that make any sense? Okay, yeah. Kins? Yeah, but you have to say it within a bayah because he says it's an onis. So we're trying to explain why it would be an onis.
I don't want to say that. I'm trying to say that the question shouldn't even start. It's the same shit that you start off with.
But if it's really a pshia, then Abaye can't say what he says.
But I'm saying that the Rebbe Rambam's question itself, can I get back to what's the pshia of the... So Rebbe doesn't really agree to me, it doesn't really exist, it's the same pshia.
Is it an onus or not?
No, it is. I'm saying it is onus, but I'm saying that, connect, saying that it's a... That
if it's pshia, it's not onus. You can't have both. You understand? Abaye can't say it's a case of onus if he's currently being poshea. Within Abaye. Right.
If you're saying that the beginning of Pshia is bad, that he didn't want the law to begin with, and you can't say the so bonus because it's the same exact Pshia to begin with. The same Pshia you start over with.
So according to Abaye, he was never Poshea?
No, he was Poshea, but he's saying you can't say that it's still Pshia, but it was a bonus. It doesn't make so much sense. The same Pshia you start off with is that same Pshia you have now. It can't be that sort.
So there was no Pshia, or there was a Pshia and it just stopped? When did it stop? When did you go to become onis?
I don't know,
according to what you're saying, there has to be a time that it went from pshia to onis. When is that? You have two choices, at least, I mean, unless you can come up with a third. You have two choices, as far as I can tell, how to learn Abaye. Either he was never poshea, and the Torah doesn't really require you to learn the dinim, or he was poshea, but we don't care about it because we isolate this mice in a vacuum. You hear? So that's svara. The second one makes a lot more sense to me. But the number one kasha is, what isn't a tchilas of b'shir of self bonus? So I tried to take care of that problem. Whether I was successful, I'm not 100% convinced either way. Problem number two is like this. Let's see, we got to get moving a little bit. Problem number two is like this. The Gemara on Daftes, as you mentioned, has the case where it says... That he was niskavein to kill a behema and he killed an adam. And that's also called omer mutter. Right? So, whoa. That's called omer mutter? If we were to isolate that particular maisa, like we said, so that maisa in and of itself was not an onis. He should have been ma'ayin bedover. So what comes out from there is you have to argue that Abaye is saying, no, he was not obligated to be Ma'ayan Bedover. It's not so pushy. He was not obligated to be Ma'ayan Bedover? It's hard to say. Right? So that smacks of the Svara, the second Svara that we hated, or at least that I didn't like, which says that Abaye Shita really is that, yes, of course, we'd prefer it if you learned Kol Torah Kula and knew exactly what to do at all times. But if you don't, you're called an onus. That sounds very much, because if Abaye is going to argue that you went and you shot some animal and it turned out that it was a person, that's called onus. Sounds very much like a case where you're not held accountable for what you know versus what you don't know, because Tosos is the one who says, what's the kar of lemezid? You should have looked better. You should have checked it out to see it, to do a better job.
That's
right, but Abaye holds your onus. On the Maisa, we were trying to say, no, you can isolate the rest of the guy's life versus this Maisa. But here, you can't, because the Maisa is the life, meaning the ignorance happened in the Maisa itself. I don't think you could separate within the Maisa that he didn't look carefully enough, right? The Maisa is that he didn't look carefully enough here, right? So it's hard to say that svara, unless you could say a little bit of a different svara, that here even Abaye would agree that yes, in the rest of your life, of course, you're chayav to learn all the dinim. But you're not mechuyev necessarily to think that your eyes are playing tricks on you. You're not mechuyev to think that what you saw isn't really true. You know, you could argue such a svara, because otherwise it becomes very difficult to say this pshat in Abaye, because if I look at something, it looks like an animal, then how was I supposed to know it wasn't an animal? What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to do a better job than looking with my own two eyes? You know, like, I don't know, I go to the store, I pick up something, it says, OU, kosher, whatever, everything's mahadrim and a mahadrim, and then I eat it, and it turns out that it's not. Well, I was supposed to look more into it and go back to the factory and see if it really was true? No, I looked with my eyes. My eyes told me that there's simen that says it's kosher, and I ate it, right? If I would have been more Mayan Bedover, then I would have known better. But Lemaisa, it's not my job to be Mayan Bedover more so than the basic, you know, the basic overlooking the situation. So this guy took a look with his eyes. He saw that it looks very much like an animal. He didn't want to yell at it to move, like, are you, if he would have yelled at it, say, are you an animal or a person? So it would have run away, and he wouldn't have been able to, you know, get it. So he sneaks up behind it, he grabs it, he shechts it, whatever, and turns out it was a person, you know? I don't know. Again, I'm just, bear with me, okay? So he kills it, it turns out it was a person. Or let's say it was a bear, there was a bear in the area, and turned out to be a guy with a really big beard, I don't know. So I'm saying like a fur coat and a big beard. So it's my job to look, to see that everything that looks exactly like a bear, and I'm looking at it, I have it in my sights, and it looks very much like a bear, and then I shoot it. So what do you want me to do already? I'm supposed to say, hey bear, are you the bear that's been killing people all over the place? He's going to run away. Or better yet, he'll turn around and kill me. So I'm saying, it's not my job to try to figure out exactly which, you know, what's what in that situation. I don't know, you could say it's a shvach asvar, but really it's a big tzarachian on what the pshat nabai is. So I want to leave it at that. We didn't get a chance to touch any of the Rishonim besides those Rashi and Tosas that we just saw. But I want to, until my next chevra shows up, I want to go, we'll go a little over time. Well, what time is it right now?
20.
20, exactly? 21. Okay, so we'll go a little over time until the chevra actually shows up. Let's talk a little bit about the kasha of Tosfos. Tosfos asks a kasha, and he says that it's Tosfos Zayin Amibazir Maschel Ela Prad Omer Mutter. He says that in Kol Torah Kulo, we say Omer Mutter brings a Korban Chatas. Quotes the Gemara in Perikla Gadol. Tinok Shenish B'Bein HaNachrim. Right? So that's what you guys were saying, that Tino, what were we saying before? The Tinok Shenishba, Omer Mutter is like a Tinok Shenishba. Lav Dafka. The Lashon of Tosfos might have misled you a little bit. Tosfos is saying, even a Tinok Shenishba brings a Korban Chatas. And you can't get an Omer Mutter Godel Mizeh. Right? So therefore, of course, a regular Omer Mutter is going to bring a Korban Chatas. You hear? I think that's more of the Kasha of Tosfos. Lav Dafka, that an Omer Mutter is like a Tinok Shenishba. So Tosfos says, how come everybody else brings a Korban Chatas and not, and here, what would be the equivalent of a Korban Chatas would be going to Golos. Right? So how could this guy not go to Golos? Here it doesn't say the word, right, Shkoga one time, it says it many times. Lav Dafka just one more time. It says many different types of Shogig. So which we're including that we're going to be Mamai from Golos, all kinds of Shogigim. Not just the standard case of Shogig where you knew what you were doing, you just didn't know that it was Usser, or you forgot that it was Usser, or something like that. Here maybe it even includes Omer Mutter. That's what Tosfos wants to say. And if you looked in the Ritva has the elongated version of this Teretz. I don't know if we're going to have time to read it inside right this minute. I would actually like to read the Ramban inside, just to go in order of when they were actually written. So the Ramban gives another teretz. If you have it, take it out so we could read it. These are fairly hard readings. So the Ikal Meimar Hosom Ksiv Techeto Bishgoga. There by Hilchos Shabbos it says Techeto Bishgoga. If you do the chet b'shogeg, right? The cave on shoe shogeg bechet sheimlo yediya bechet shuaser techet abishkaga karinabe. So if you know exactly what you're doing, but you don't know that the maisa is a maisa shel iser, that's when we read the pasuk techet abishkaga. Avol hachaksiv makan nefesh bishkaga. Here it uses the lashon of makan nefesh bishkaga. Does it say that makan nefesh, which is a chet? No, it just says that the act of killing someone was bishogeg. Therefore, he is considered karav lemezid for this hariga. So answer number two that we have is the Ramban saying that it's a difference between the lashon of the pasuk. Over here it says, asher techet, over there it says, asher techet abishkaga. Over here it says, makin nefesh bishkaga. So here, was the hakos on nefesh b'shogeg? No, you knew exactly that you were being makan nefesh. You just didn't know that it was usher to do so. And therefore, we consider that a mazid with regard to the action that the pasuk is outlining. Mashen came over there, you didn't know it was an Avera, so that's called Shogi, you bring Korban Chatas. Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, on Tuesday we will continue with these Rishonim. I believe we'll talk about music during 3 weeks and the 12 months. Okay. Have a great day, guys.